allotted task. In 1 Peter 4 verse 10 we read that as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace. For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one that you obey, either slaves of sin, which leads to death, or slaves of obedience, which leads to righteousness? All these are empowered by the one and same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they are to be found faithful. As believers, we are required to be the Lord's faithful followers while we're in this world. As bond slaves, we're committed to be the Master's diligent servants all our life. As Christians, we're pledged to be Christ's steadfast soldiers to our life's end. From the first act of believing faith to the last breath of mortal bodies, we are to be diligent stewards of his manifold grace. From the moment of rebirth, we enter into a covenant with him. We reckoned his promises true when we trusted in his love, and thus became accepted in the Beloved. And thus we were regarded as loyal servants of the King. And to each servant the Lord gives gifts, which he expects to be used for his glory. To some he gives a leadership gift to be exercised in public ministry and service. But to most he bestows a quiet endowment for the hidden life of helping others. To each he entrusts his talents to be used in his service as he wills. Each gift has been chosen with his infinite care and his limitless love. The work he gives to each of his stewards is selected, sanctified, and suitable for each one. For each is appointed his own unique task, be it the daily round or the preacher's soapbox. God is no respecter of persons, and each servant is precious in his sight. God, who made and saved us, also appointed us our assigned and suitable duties. Be faithful to discover, carry out, and fulfil the tasks that he has appointed to you. Just as I must be faithful to discover and carry out to completion the responsibility and tasks that he has entrusted to me. Each duty is fitted into the complex service of the Church of God while we're here on earth. Each work is bestowed on us by him. Our work is not chosen by ourselves for our own gratification. We may be assigned a vast ministry, a high public profile, the ear of many. We may be given one small, vital task in the service of one another, those he places in our path. But the task he gives and the path he chooses is unique for you, as it is for me. Each is to remain steadfast in his appointed place. Each is to continue loyal to her allotted task. The calling and the gifts of the Lord are accompanied by responsibility. If much is given, much will be required. If less is given, less will be required. But each must be faithful to his allotted post, and each is empowered by the one and the same Spirit. It is the Spirit that apportions to each one individually as he wills. Whatever the appointed task, and whatever the bestowed gift, the task he gave you will be completed in his strength. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Are you in the appointed place where God wants you to be? And am I? Are you faithful in administering and completing the task he set for you? Am I? Oh, the way may be hard and it may be discouraging, but it is he that has placed us in our appointment, and we must remain faithful to the end. The path may be difficult, but if we know that we're in the place of his choosing, he will bestow on us the reassurance that he who started the good work in us will be faithful to complete it. And he'll be kept in peace about the allotted task that God has given him. On the other hand, we may find the allotted task to be beset by difficulties. The hardness of the task may cause us to pull back into disobedience. But trust him. Trust him to complete the vision that he's placed in your heart. Expect him to finish the task that he's placed on your shoulders. Believe him to fulfill the promises that he has given you in his word. And remember this: I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. This life is not easy for the faithful servant, for we live in a world system that is not our home. This is Satan's domain. Jesus trod this way before us, this path of bitter weariness. He too endured a life of shame and suffering. He lived a life of pain and rejection. And why? He did it to show us how to live the life of a faithful servant in this world system. But why? Why did he endure bitter weariness and shame? Why did he have to go through suffering, pain and rejection? Well, he patiently endured for the joy that was set before him. Oh, but what is the joy that was set before him? What is this joy he waits to share with his faithful followers, his overcomers? It is the fast approaching time when men of faith will receive their rewards. It is the time when men of faith, the overcomers, will share his throne, just as he, the man of faith, overcame and shared his father's throne. So be faithful in the big or little task that he has called you to do here and now. And you will hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."